Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you, a belated welcome to Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very day, the 15th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2014. We must apologize for our late coming due to circumstances we could not have foreseen. But we are here because in keeping with our promise that every blessed day, regardless of the circumstance, that we must broadcast Radio Biafra Live Transmission, regardless of our position on the place of the planet, wherever we are, whichever surface we find ourselves on, we must broadcast. And then we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of you, all of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. We are welcoming you, and as we welcome you, we also ask you to welcome other people. We ask you to contact minimum 10 people. And for those of you who have been waiting, that goes to show your dedication, your loyalty to your country, and in service of her defense, because we are here to defend the honor, the integrity of this very sovereign republic that we are all waiting for, that we're all fighting towards, this very place that is the kingdom of God on this earth. We must welcome you. I must welcome you. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you by asking you to please go to our website, www.radiobiafra.co, or any of our listening posts, either biafrarestoration.com, biafratelevision.co, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, peopleofbiafra.org. Wherever you are, if you're not listening to Radio Biafra via satellite, you're missing quite a lot, because here it is free. Once you have your satellite installed, it is free. No more struggling to get data. That is why we are asking everybody, and we also encourage and commend those, almost 10 of you since yesterday, that said that they want satellite installed for their parents, that they want satellite installed for their relatives. We are saying that that is the right thing to do, and you must continue to do so. Our weapon is saturation. We are going to saturate the zoological republic with the truth. Everything we do, we anchor it on the twin pillars of truth and honesty, upon which Biafra must rest. This Biafra we are building is nothing without the truth, and that is why we are here, to state unequivocally that we are incorruptible. And because we are incorruptible, we must always speak the truth. Truth must prevail. And because we speak the truth, the glory of Chukwu Abiama is with us. And because we know that in all that we do, in everything in life that we embark upon, as long as we have integrity, honesty, as long as we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, as long as we do the will of Chukwu Abiama and not that of man, because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come, there is no way that Biafra will not come. Biafra will come. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your understanding. And I also want the very eminent barrister to join me on the usual line that he will join me. Barrister is welcome to join us. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, we welcome you. We say thank you for joining Radio Biafra, and we commend each and every one of you that went out today to evangelize, especially those of them in Uyo. Is that correct? Did you call that, Bene? In Eket. In Eket today, our people did gallantly well, despite intimidation from the Nigerian army, from the Zoo army. They went ahead to paste all the information on the billboards that we advised them to. The whole flyers, is that correct? We have our posters and our flyers, because here we don't misrepresent the truth. Here we don't believe in propaganda. Only on Radio Biafra will you receive the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I know it was advertised earlier that UHMFO will be hosting this very program, but I rounded up what I was doing on time, and we got here and a few things delayed us. Hence, we are coming later than originally advertised. We want to thank you for your patience once again, and to also apologize for the late coming. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from our capital, from the studios of Radio Biafra, here at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. We are transmitting to the entirety of humanity. Biafra is our right. It is our heritage. It is us. to bring to ourselves and to our children and those generations yet unborn. That is why we must do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. We only have one issue to discuss. That issue is Biafra. That is why unapologetically, any day you tune into Radio Biafra, the only institution binding all our people together, the only thing, the only infrastructure owned by Biafrans all over the world, we are the only people that gave something back to our people. We are the only ones projecting the voice of the voiceless to the world. We are here giving hope to the hopeless. We are here making sure that those of them rendered economically destitute, those of them rendered politically irrelevant, that they have a voice. That is why on Radio Biafra, when you speak in one country, your voice is heard all over the world. If you speak from Africa, everybody in Asia, in America, in South America will be able to hear you, because we are formidable. That is why we keep growing. That is why we are in over 88 countries, and we are counting. Even those of them in Cambodia rank to say, please tell our people around the world, tell them that there are Biafrans in Cambodia, and tell them come the 30th of May of 2014, the flag of Biafra shall be flown in Cambodia. We salute your courage. We salute your dedication. We salute your sacrifice, because only one thing is at the front of us, and that is Biafra. And we are going to get Biafra. Go and mark my words somewhere. We are not like those that came before us. We have been chosen for this very mission, and we must do it. The devil may try all it can to derail, to try to stop what we are doing, but nobody can stop us. Regardless of who you are, regardless of who you think you are, no matter who you think you are, no matter the office you hold, no matter what you think people tell you, this is Biafra we're talking about. One mistake and you're off, never to come back. We are not joking. We are not playing. We are very, very serious. Anybody that thinks it is not possible should try. Always in Anguadigiri, we're Tanyananya. We are unstoppable. We must make it very, very clear that our timetable is on. Nothing is going to shake it, and Biafra is going to come. If you're stupid enough to align with the enemies, we kill you. If you're hopeless enough to think you can jeopardize what we are doing, you are dead. You're a dead person walking. We are very, very serious. And this is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you once again. When our lines does open, the number to call, as always, remains the same, +234 8100 904 599. That is Radio Biafra studio line. We are building a memorial to remember the dead come the 30th, the epicenter of the global remembrance ceremony. I must say, not celebration. We are not celebrating anything. Will happen at our memorial, our own cenotaph, which we are building. That is still ongoing. We commend everybody that have volunteered to support that very effort. Your names will be written in stone. In stone, we said, to the seeing or to the viewing of everybody, that for eternity, that for as long as there is man on this earth, the names of those that built this monument will be there forever and ever. We will honor you, all of you that volunteered yourselves, because you love your country. If you want to participate, if you want to take part, if you want to ensure that you are part of an indelible history. This is not writing something on a newspaper. We are not talking about appearing on television and giving an interview. We are talking about something that will endure forever. Every primary school, every nursery school, every university and secondary school, everybody must in the New Biafra visit our monument to pay their respects to those that died in order to ensure that we survived. We are going to honor them. We must honor them. That is what we are doing on the 30th of May. Everywhere, people are now telling us that they can see it everywhere. People are asking questions. What is happening on the 30th of May? And we are telling them, when they ask you, you tell them that we are remembering those that the Yorubas killed. We are remembering the children that Awolowo was starved. If your kids ask you, father or mother, what are you people doing? Please try to make sure that you starve your children. Starve them, that they may be able to understand what their own kind went through. We must proceed. We must go ahead. Our people are also here. The very in them is Biafra built. On them and in their devotion will the new Biafra come. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. Our friends, our well-wishers, our brothers and sisters, brave Biafrans, courageous Biafrans, those of you who have starved yourself to make sure that we remember them that gave their life for us to live. I bring you greetings from Biafra land. We are broadcasting live from the headquarters of Biafra here in Enugu. And my name is Eberechukwu Anubogu. I am from Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu and Enugu is in Biafra land. Once more, I want to say a big thank you. For those of you who are in gold, in silver, and in bronze categories, Chukwu Abiama, who had endowed you with that substance with which you are helping your country, will keep on supporting you. We thank you. We are proud of you. Without you, we cannot go further. Without your assistance, we cannot go further. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafran. We welcome you for today's edition of Radio Biafra from our studio here in Enugu, in Biafra land. My name is Ostadema Okeke. I come from Mumunze in Orumba South, LGA, Anambra, Biafra land. We thank you so much. For those of you, our brother, sister, who have been supporting us in our memorial, we thank you, those of you who have been buying us top up, who have been supporting us in any way, in everywhere you can. We thank especially Dr. Egede, who have been doing marvelous support to us, our brothers and sisters all over the world. We recommend you, and we are promising you that the support in you are giving to us in any way, you will never regret it. Come rain, come sun, we will never fail you. The devil might try, but he must be a failure, because the Lord have signed that Biafra will come. Thank you and stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Imamo Oroku, from Idani, Demili North Local Government, Biafra land. I welcome you. Okay.
Go ahead.
I welcome you to our broadcast today. I use this opportunity to thank you, all you people that are supporting us from the gold level to the silver to the bronze, and every one of you that supporting us, that giving his donation for the memorial that we are building, we say may the all good Lord which we are serving, I pray that your cup shall run over. Yes, it will never dry.
Yes, sir.
God will make you prosper, and God will also keep your going out and coming in until to wait to see the Biafra come, Biafra, our state, United States of Biafra, coming very soon. Remember us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Greetings, Biafra worldwide. My name is Choka Bosa. I am from Omudioka in Oka South, Anambra, Biafra land. I welcome you all, the great listeners of Radio Biafra, friends of Biafra. I welcome you all for our broadcast today, coming from Biafra land, the capital of the Biafra, Enugu. I thank all the people supporting on the building of our memorial. I couldn't thank you all enough, because it's only you people that understand, that value the work of Radio Biafra, that understand, only you people understand the need to restore our land. I thank you all. Please do stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, all of you. And wherever you are on this planet, once again, we are welcoming you. When our lines does open, we are making sure that as many people as possible do get through to us. And our Skype line is also open. When we open it, please ensure and endeavor to join us. Please try and join us. I believe that the barrister has joined us. Is that correct? Is Barrister Mamuzi with us? Let us go to the barrister. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
The very great man himself, the barrister, has joined us. Barrister Mamuzi from London has joined Radio Biafra Worldwide Transmission, as we expect him to. Barrister, you will go ahead, please, to not just acknowledge Biafrans all over the world, but give a special mention to those of them contributing towards the monument, to those of them, barrister, who are supporting us here, those buying us petrol, those buying us recharge card, those buying us cooking oil, vegetable oil, garri, rice, beans. We must thank all of them. We must thank them, because without them, we would not be here. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to all of you. Director, good evening to you. But I must be very honest with you. I'm a bit in akimbo, or if you like, I'm a bit in limbo. I'm not functioning 100% to my level. And, Director, you know why. I'm just a bit sober. And I wish my real spirit can come back and function effectively. Regardless, I thank every Biafran citizen, the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. Director knows why I am a bit somber, and he knows why I'm half-baked, if I have to put it that way. But he has already asked me to thank those who are supportive, giving all their best, giving their charge card, giving everything they could, and everything they will. I thank all of you, whichever way you have supported Biafra. And of course, Biafra belongs to all of us. Whichever way you've done to assist, to help, to support, I thank all of you. Today is another day. For those who are not able to get through today, yesterday, I mean, today is your day. Please start dialing as soon as the news and the analysis is over. Then we will talk. I thank all of you, those there in the studio, for all you have been doing and all you will do. May God bless all Biafrans, wherever you are. By the grace of Chukwu Adeoma himself, who has appointed all of us to do our stake, to do all we could to make sure that Biafra is re-established. And that's what we are doing. May God bless all of you. I stand by for the news discussion, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And this is Radio Biafra. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister himself. Barrister said he's sober. I can understand. But our march is relentless. We are relentless. We have overcome very great adversities in the past. Therefore, any obstacle we meet, we crush and we move on. Very, very important. Because we are relentless. Not only are we relentless, there is no way we can prevaricate. We cannot retreat and we can't surrender. It is either Biafra or death. There is nothing in between. Biafra or death. That's what I said. And Biafra will come. Because Chukwu Abiama, that knows the hearts of men, understand that we love our country. And will do anything to ensure the restoration of the complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Everything humanly possible will be done. We will sacrifice everything. Even the unsacrificable will be offered up in sacrifice to ensure that this Biafra comes. Our devotion is fanatical. It is fanatical. And Biafra is coming. Just watch and see. Nothing can stop us. We are unstoppable. Nothing can stop us from getting. No human being can. Never. We must proceed. We must go on to bring our news headlines this very evening and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, please always ensure you bring your pen and your paper, because here on Radio Biafra, we don't relent. Here we preach the gospel. Here we preach the message of truth. Here we preach the message of honesty. Here we preach the message of integrity. Here we preach the message of devotion. We are devoted to our country. And that is how it's going to be. It is either you have devotion in you or you don't. If you don't have devotion, you can't serve Biafra. You can't. We are reporting this very day that United States intelligence are saying, we will not share any information with Nigeria. The zoo, we cannot. USA is saying they will not share their intelligence with the Zoological Republic, and who can blame them? You don't share intelligence with monkeys and baboons and orangs. You don't do that. And rightfully so. They will not share their intelligence. But they are here to look for missing, phantom missing girls that everybody have now realized that nobody is missing. That's why US are here. And they're not going anymore, are they? Until Biafra comes. Obasanjo is saying that Jonathan is overwhelmed by Boko Haram. A bunch of cattle herders, according to the very... I don't know what they call Obasanjo. The former two-time head of state of this very place, the Zoological Republic, is saying that Jonathan is overwhelmed by Boko Haram. A bunch of cattle herders overwhelming the zoo. We are also reporting today that she's a disgrace. Pastor Tunde Bakare takes on Dame Patience Jonathan. Yoruba man, Yoruba pastor, is saying that Patience Jonathan is a disgrace. We are also reporting today that northern leaders back the deal with Boko Haram on Chibok schoolgirls. Hausa Fulani leaders are saying that murderers and rapists, that bombers and jihadists should be released. These are the men that planned this whole charade. They want to release Boko Haram prisoners. They are the ones planning it. They planned it, they executed it. CNN was running all over with it, including BBC, the beloved Hausa service. And now, everything has come very clean. The Hausa people, because Boko Haram told the Sultan of Sokoto in Dubai, the only way we can stop is for you to release all our prisoners. And when the Sultan came back and told Jonathan, they started to hatch a plan to save face so that people can say it's justified. They take the school girls, bring back our girls, do everything possible to bring back our girls so that they can go forward and exchange prisoners with them. Now that is the trick. It's here for all to see. This is Radio Biafra. We give the news even before it happens in most instances. It is here before your eyes today. Confirmation that once again we are right, that we are correct in our assessment, that the Northerners planned it. That is why they are saying that for the return of supposedly Islamic girls, every terrorist should be released, including those that killed Biafrans at Kano, those that killed Biafrans at Madala, those that killed Biafrans at Adamawa, in Yobe, in Maiduguri, in Yanya bombings in Abuja, those that killed us almost everywhere, slaughter us at will. They should be released to kill even more people who planned the charade of bring back our girls. Hausa leaders, with the help of some politicians in the US and a few international broadcasters, but they have been exposed. Northern leaders back the zoo deal, the zoo government's deal with Boko Haram on Chibok schoolgirls. Dem Jonathan is a fool, according to Yoruba people. The very confused Jonathan rules out swap of abducted girls for Boko Haram militants. On one hand, this is what northern leaders want. On the other hand, Jonathan is saying no. Very hapless, imbecilic, and weak. Jonathan, when he sacked Stella Odua, I knew this man was even more hopeless than anyone could have imagined. And now the news in greater detail. The Senate and the House of Representatives have invited the service chiefs, because we are reporting also this evening, I don't know if I read this out as part of our news headlines, that the northern senators vow to frustrate extension of emergency rule. Emergency rule is what has been keeping people alive in Yobe, Adamawa, and Borno states. These are the areas where Boko Haram insurgency and activities are most felt, where their gruesome butchering and murder takes place on an hourly basis. So there's been some measure of semblance or a veneer of law and order being brought to prevail upon these areas through the introduction of emergency rule. Now, the northern senators are kicking against it because Boko Haram told the Sultan of Sokoto, who went to represent Jonathan at the negotiations in Dubai 2 weeks ago, that the emergency rule must be lifted and their prisoners released. We must continue. The Senate and the House of Representatives have invited the service chiefs and the Inspector General of Police to appear before them and brief them on the security situation in the troubled states before commencing debates on President Goodluck Jonathan's request for extension of emergency rule. This is just as senators from the North, operating under the umbrella of Northern Senators Forum, after their closed-door meeting yesterday, which lasted about 3 hours, vowed to frustrate the moves for the extension of the emergency rule in the three northeast states of Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe. In their resolve to stop the extension of the emergency rule, the northern senators stated that they would mobilize in their numbers to have the constitutional requirement of 2/3 to vote against the president's decision to extend emergency rule. They are ganging up against Jonathan. Jonathan, no amount of agbada you sow can save you. Any day you declare that you are running again in 2015, you become a marked man, you'll be assassinated. We are letting you know so that when it happens, we'll say Radio Biafra told you so. So you have to leave there for them. The only option is Biafra. You can declare Biafra and be very, very safe. But because of your Hausa blood in you, because of the Gware blood you have in you, common sense will not prevail, will it? Northern senators vow to frustrate extension of emergency rule. We are also going on today to report that the ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo on Wednesday insisted on a carrot and stick approach to end the Boko Haram insurgency. He said there will be no other means since President Goodluck Jonathan is overwhelmed by the Boko Haram insurgency. Obasanjo spoke, it's always BBC, isn't it? Obasanjo spoke on a BBC program focused on Africa, which aired a special edition on Nigeria's insecurity. Last night, Obasanjo said that he took it upon himself in 2011 to go on a fact-finding mission when Boko Haram insurgency became uncontrollable to see how to mediate. He said that he met people, especially families who knew them, and wanted, he said, to find out if it was an organization which has aims and objectives and if they have foreign backing. Obasanjo said Boko Haram has leaders, adding that there was somebody who acted as a lawyer to the sect. The lawyer who was acting in proxy told me, "Mr. President, if you want to meet their leaders, give me 3 hours, I will gather their leaders, not in Nigeria, outside Nigeria, obviously, they have leaders," Obasanjo said. This is an object lesson for anybody doing freedom fighting answering to a Biafran. When you do freedom fighting, you force your enemies to come to you to negotiate. You don't go to them to beg. If you go to them to beg, they will kill you. You have to force them to negotiate. Obasanjo went to see Boko Haram because Boko Haram was very, very strong. When you are doing freedom fighting, you negotiate from a position of strength, not that of weakness, which you are doing at the moment. After the 30th of May, then we start freedom fighting. What we are doing now is watering the ground, preparation of what is to come. They will come to look for us. They will come to beg. They will come to negotiate. That is how you do freedom fighting, especially in Africa. You don't fold your arms, sit at home, sit under the tree, sit on the road, sit at home, close market, wake up in the morning. All rubbish. That is not freedom fighting, and that is why those people that think that they can mess about with the name of Biafra, they are today understanding the folly and the stupidity of their ways. They will come to Enugu to negotiate with us. They will have to come here. By the time we start, they will come here. We know what we're doing. 67 to 70 is not 2013 to 2015. Biafra is coming. Nobody, no Jupiter can stop it from you. Come in here and you come here, we die together with you. We perish together. Very simple. We are warning you so that when it starts, you will not say, oh, we don't know what they are doing. We don't know where they are. We are telling you now, everybody that cares to listen, we will commit, we will sacrifice everything, every living thing, up to goat and chicken, to ensure that this land is set free from the bondage imposed upon it by darkness, from the British bondage, a bondage of damnable hell that will burn forever in this very place where men no longer speak the truth because of the influence of the Zoological Republic upon our lives. We rebuke it. Obasanjo is saying that Jonathan is essentially very weak as a president and non-existent. Jonathan is in trouble. He should just run away from there, run to Namibia and enjoy some of the change, chicken change he left in Namibian bank accounts. That's nothing that can save him. Northern leaders back federal government deal. Of course, they will back it. As the federal government of the Zoological Republic explores ways of rescuing the girl seized by terrorists from their school in Chibok, which is a lie. Borno State, over a month ago, two northern groups have said that there is nothing wrong with the plan by the government to negotiate with the insurgents in order to free the girls. Hausa people are killing people. Hausa people are saying, oh, those people that bombed those useless Igbo traders in Sabongeri, who some of them were captured, or where they were grouping, they were captured. No, release them, please, release them. But why do you want them released? Because they captured some school girls. No school girls were seized. The only people seized were the later 13 that their parents rented out to Boko Haram to go and do video propaganda. All lies and deceit. Lies and deceit. The same northerners that Britain backed, the same people being supported by Russia and the EU, the same people. Sometimes people say to me, oh, you antagonize this. I say to them, you're talking rubbish. This is our land. Any foreign soldier that comes here, we can tell who a foreign soldier is. So you don't know that a drone cannot see inside the vegetation. Do you know America went to Vietnam and lost the war? Why? Because Vietnam had vegetation. Do you know why we lost the Biafran war? Because the likes of cancer we were existed. Today they're all dead. Today the young ones are baying for the blood of those that betrayed them. We know what happened today in Eket. Have you asked us what happened today in Eket? And we'll tell you. When I said to people that those of them from there are more Biafran than you are, they were talking rubbish. They were pasting our posters in the full view of Nigerian army. And they said, anything you want, we give you. Not Igbo people living in Eket. Eket indigents. People call Radio Biafra sometimes. They don't quite understand. Go and do your research, as I have done for 18 years. You will know that Cross River, Akwa Ibom, River State, Bayelsa, they are more Biafran than you are. Those that betrayed us in the past, they are almost all of them are dead. Ken Seruwa is one of them. He's a dead man. The chairman of the Northern Elders Council, Alhaji Tanko Yakasi, and the national coordinator of Northern politicians, academics, professionals, and businessmen, and even new houses had businessmen, Dr. Junaid Mohammed, in separate interviews with Vanguard yesterday, threw their weight behind the plan by the federal government to dialogue with the sect in a bid to free more than 200 girls in its custody. It has gone from 276, 255, now it is 200. Tomorrow it will be 199. The following day, 198. Nobody knows. Not even the parents. School girls abducted. No parents. Nobody can have seen them. Nobody knows who the parents are. The only four coming out are those that when Boko Haram realized that we have started saying it is fake, they came back to a school and rented 13 girls from the school. Liars, deceivers, and cheats. Nigeria. Yoruba pastor, of course, Yoruba, that's what they do. Yoruba, they castigate from far. Cowardly in nature. Cowards to the bone. The senior pastor of the Later Rain Assembly, this is the church that most Igbo people go to as well. Those lost and foolish. And former running mate to General Muhammadu Buhari during the 2011 presidential election, Pastor Tunde Bakare, has called out to Nigeria's first lady, then President Jonathan, in the wake of a public display in an interview over the abducted girls of the government secondary school, Chibok, Borno State. Pastor Bakari, who does not take any prisoners whenever he has a point to make, said that the First Lady is a disappointment to Nigeria and shows that her lack of education is a reflection of the situation in the country. Yoruba people, I told you that they are bad. What I want to ask Tunde Bakari is, when Yaradua was the president of the zoo, did you castigate Yaradua's wife publicly? The answer is no. When Obasanjo was there, Mr. Tunde Bakari of Yoruba Man, Yoruba Pastor, did you castigate Obasanjo's wife? The answer is no. When Abacha was there, did you castigate Abacha's wife? When Abdul Salami was there, did you castigate his wife or Babangida's wife? No. But because Jonathan is weak, we told Jonathan, if you are relying on Niger Delta, you are nobody. They will kill you off in a matter of days. Only when you have the backing of the entire Biafran nation will you then become untouchable. For you to become an untouchable, you need the backing of all Biafran people. That's what he lacks. Even Yoruba pastor is insulting the First Lady of the zoo. Yoruba, I told you now how bad they are. But on Sunday you go to their church, isn't it? So see, do that and give offering in Yoruba church. May the good Lord have mercy upon your wretched souls, those of you that go to Yoruba churches. President Goodluck Jonathan has ruled out freeing Boko Haram prisoners in exchange for the release of more than 200 kidnapped schoolgirls. British Minister for Africa Mark Simons said yesterday, according to AFP, Simons, who was in Nigeria for, in the zoo, not Nigeria, who was in the zoo for talks with monkeys about the international rescue mission, said he raised the issue with Jonathan during a meeting in Abuja. I did discuss this with the president and he made it very clear that there will be no negotiation with Boko Haram that involves a swap of abducted schoolgirls for prisoners. These prisoners are terrorists, the ones killing people every blessed day. The United States military, you know, they're here, USA, they're here looking for Chibok girls. That doesn't exist. The United States military has said it will not share raw military intelligence with their Nigeria counterpart as both sides work to rescue over 250. Remember, Hausa senator said 200. Now it has gone up to 250 here. In the next news, it will be 255. The other one, 276. Nobody knows. Liars and deceivers. In a nutshell, the USA made this declaration amid concerns over corruption in the Nigerian military. The USA are saying, if we give you our military intelligence to Nigerian generals and major generals and field generals that never went to war, they will sell it to American opponents for money. The Nigerian military, so it's only now that America is discovering, isn't it? That means you cannot do anything proper here. Now is the time for us to march. All of you must come out on the 30th. After that, we take on this very zoo and destroy it. They are corrupt. Nigerian military is corrupt. They cannot fight a war. They can kill somebody at a checkpoint, unarmed person. Nigeria cannot fight any enemy and win. Impossible. To go and fight ordinary Boko Haram, they brought in USA. They brought in everybody, even begging Israel to come as well. Only Boko Haram. That was what they did against us. Nigeria never fought against Biafra between 67 and 70. They had to go and bring Britain. They brought Russia. They brought Egypt. They brought the whole Arab world and OAU to fight us. They could not fight. Nigeria has not got, they don't have any strong military. They do not have any. They are only strong when they carry their AK-47 and you're lightly armed or you don't have anything. They are very strong. Nigerian army has never distinguished itself in any foreign battleground. They have not won any territories for the zoo. They ran away from Cameroon. When people talk about the might of the Nigerian army, I look at them as idiots. Nigerian army is not strong. It can never be strong. Never. We can finish it off. Our people listening in the various army barracks around the zoo, wherever you are, when the time comes, we'll announce for you to leave and come home. You will all come to Enugu. We will assemble here and face our enemies. Nigeria is dead. Finished. That is the news today. this very day, the 15th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 17 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m., our dear people from Cambodia said they were going to call in today. They said they will try and call. They will try and make us part of what they are doing, and we are still waiting for them. If they call us, we shall bring them to you. And our lines are also open. We have a caller on the line, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Are you a human being or an animal from the zoo? Huh? Are you an animal from the zoo?
Hello.
You are indeed an animal from the zoo. That is the way they are. But we must take their calls. To tell them, when I told you this is a zoo, people that was you've had a monkey barking like an animal, like the animal that they are. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Can you hear me?
I am calling from Cambodia.
Please raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Chinedu. I'm calling from Cambodia.
Your name is Chinedu from Cambodia.
I can hear you now.
Go ahead. Don't listen to your radio. Talk to me over the phone. Use the phone, please.
Okay, my brother. I want to thank you for all you have been doing. Yes, I'm calling from Cambodia. Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Turn your system down. Turn it off, please, and talk to me over the phone.
Okay, I'm not in the room now.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Give us your name again and where you're calling from. Your name again and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Chinedu. I'm calling from Cambodia.
Chinedu, what is your surname?
Chinedu, I am Chinedu.
You don't have a father, you don't have a surname? Ahanagawogene.
Iwagu.
That's better. Chinedu Iwagu, go ahead, please, go ahead.
Yeah, my brother, I just want to thank you for all you have been doing in Enugu, and hearing your voice, you know, I was kind of, you know, I'm very, very excited and willing. Your brothers in Cambodia is here. We are willing. I mean, you are willing to flag a different flag here on that 30th, you know, to show the world that we are out for our own freedom. They should give us Biafra. We no more belong to Nigeria. We want Biafra as our country. And I want to also encourage you to keep on your work. Do not look back. Do not listen to Jews. However they will come. However, whatever they will bring, do not listen to them. Keep on. Be strong. We are at your back. We back you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What I want to ask you is, you are in Cambodia. Which part of which city in Cambodia are you in, or village? Where are you in Cambodia?
I'm in Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
Phnom Penh,
the capital city of Cambodia.
Are you people going to march on the 30th of May with our people there in Cambodia? Are we going to march on the 30th of May? I need to know.
Sure. We are doing our possible best to gather everything so that we will march with you people on that 30th.
That is wonderful.
I myself am doing my possible best to gather every material. Even I am tomorrow, as I'm talking to you now, tomorrow I am going to Cambodian authority to ask for permission, for them to give me permission to march on the street.
That is wonderful.
Brothers and sisters.
That is wonderful. So we are announcing. In fact, I was quite pleased when I saw your call come in. I was talking about you during my introduction that I spoke to you earlier today from Cambodia, and you're calling now from Phnom Penh. We have saved your details. Somebody is going to contact you to ensure that Cambodia is also very strong and to ensure that those of you in Cambodia do come out on that very day. The only place we are missing people right now is South Korea. We don't know what is happening in South Korea. Some people came up and said they can do something about South Korea. We have not heard from them. If people are in South Korea, we want to hear from them because we want them to come out on that very day as well. We are remembering those that died. We have to remember them. It is our duty to remember them. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Keep up the good work you're doing.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very, very much. From Cambodia. And the barrister has joined me, if I'm not mistaken. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, I thought I was a barrister on the line before. Was barrister on the line? No, he's gone. He will try and get back to us. I believe he will try and get back to us. This is Radio Biafra. We shall once again go to the line. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening. Please raise your voice. Your voice is very low and far.
I'm with my telephone. I'm hearing you very well.
Please go ahead.
This is Mazi Olichukwuma, calling from Switzerland. I just want to appreciate your work, all you people are doing. Want to thank you, Chukwuma Nyago, Ebele Chukwuma Nibor, Karomonde, Parikemam Mezu Chemonfo, all the coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra in the all part of the world. I want to greet all of them. I want to thank them for all what they are doing for their nation. And also, I want to comment in the news you read out about the northern senators. You know, it's just that our people don't know the ideology of what these people are doing. We know it already, we've been talking about it, that no girls are meeting. Because this is just not an agenda. It's not an agenda so that they will release their people that are in prison. The Muslim members, the Boko Haram members that are in prison are what they are interested on. That is why they bring out this propaganda of fake girls that are not meeting. But it baffles me that our people, all the other people and the others, are in contact and condition of this very fake news. You know, protest. But they never protest for all the bombs that we are killing the people. In Yanya, in Abuja, a bomb twice in peace. Nobody was protesting about it. I want to know, is that only Uber girls schooling in that box? Does all the people have a sister screen that work? Why can't they fight for their people? Why is it that whenever something is happening to us, our people are not showing concern? They look in the other way around. But when it's happening to Muslim people, when it's happening to the people that are killing us, you see them come out. I was watching somebody, a friend of mine was sending something to me in Facebook. And I was watching this program. It's very, very interesting. I shared it in my profile in Facebook. This thing is a channel in America. This guy is called Alex Jones. Alex Jones. I think he's the director of InfoWars.com. These people were saying that Boko Haram is working for Hillary Clinton. That is what they are saying. And they are also saying that Obama's CIA runs Boko Haram. You know, we all think that Chukwuma Abiyama will expose all their deeds. All whatever all these international organizations are bringing to Africa, they are about to expose. Because it's very, very obvious that these things are happening to us. I wonder what the world are doing. They are just watching us. I was just watching that these people are killing the Christians and they came to the Christian country and they watch their fellow Christians die every day like animals. I'm telling you, animals are better than people in Nigeria. Because I never see any justice where a part of animals are dying like these people are dying every day in Nigeria, in that zoo. Animals don't die like that. So when you address people at a zoo, even the animals in jungle get annoyed. I'm very, very angry for what is happening in that very country. It annoys me much. But you see, our neighbors, they can't do anything. They can't even talk for us. All their mind is their pockets. The other day, they are fighting for extra space. But none of them are, all of them are living in abroad. some of them are living in Lagos, living in Abuja, and they are fighting for one state. I have said this, the only thing that we do this, or you have said this, the that after 30 years, things will begin to happen. Because some of them had that their colleagues are dying. They will fly away. They will need that land for us. That land can never contain us and all those able people in that better land. I just want to thank you, Director, for what you are doing. We are at your back in any given time. We are not relenting. I am more fanatical than you are also, because Biafra is my hope. Biafra is the hope of my children to come. Without Biafra, we are nobody. And I want to tell our people, something they don't know. As long as you remain in that very Nigeria, you are still a slave. Because that Nigeria is a slave of British. As long as you have not gone back the way you are before the British came to join us together, you are still a slave. Because you never got your freedom. So, if the United Nations are saying that the colonization is a crime against humanity, that means every people that are majorized, every people that are being amalgamated by the European countries in terms of colonization, they should be free themselves from that abominable act. So in that sense, everybody, anybody that addressing himself as a Nigeria is still under slave by British. That is all I want to say. I thank you, Director, and in the Chukwu Abiyama, bless our people. And
yes, sir.
Because is ours.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We have a caller on Skype, I believe. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
This is Obunna Chika from Ebon State. I'm calling from Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
From Dubai, please come closer to your microphone and speak. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I said my name is Obunna Chika. Yes, I'm hearing you.
Because you're listening for your voice over the radio. It's coming through your system. Please turn that very volume down and speak to me via Skype alone.
I have turned it down. Are you hearing me now?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
I said my name is Obunna Chika from Ebon State. I'm calling from Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, the reason why I'm calling is that I don't have any information about the arrangements people that is making in Dubai here. I don't know what they are planning about, because I don't know where they are doing their plan meeting in Dubai, and I don't know anything about their plan.
Yes, don't we have we are in Dubai. It is United Arab Emirates, is that correct? Is Dubai part of the United Arab Emirates?
Yes. Dubai is
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
Go and type in Biafrans in UAE.
Okay.
Biafrans in UAE. Search for Biafrans in UAE and join them there. We have.
Okay. Did you have any? Do you have a coordinator number in UAE so that I can call him direct?
Yes.
Can you give me the number, please?
Yes, we have a number for our coordinator in the UAE. Is that correct? Yeah. What we're going to do is. You are talking to us via Skype, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What I need you to do is to send in a Skype message. Give us your own number and email. Your number and your email, including your Facebook name, and we'll pass it on to our coordinator in the UAE. It's Eberu Densi, then he'll be able to contact you. Eberu Densi is on Facebook. Go and look. Is it not Eberu Densi? Who? Sorry? This is Qatar. And Qatar is not UAE. They are all desert full of sand.
Qatar is another country. Dubai is different. Dubai is a state.
Dubai, I don't know which is which.
Dubai is a state.
They are all desert to me. I don't know which is. They are all desert full of sand. They are all the same thing to me. Okay. Send us your details on Skype and somebody will contact you. Okay?
I will do that just right now.
Do it immediately. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Our people are calling. Do we have somebody on the phone?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director. This is Lawrence Anne from Taiwan.
From Taiwan. Please go ahead and confirm to the world that Taiwan will remember those of our heroes that died, please.
Thank you, Director. For that one, it's already done because I and my guys here, we are doing very great. And especially mostly here in the southern Taiwan, we are doing very good. So I'm only by a few days now, we are going to order for our shirts and the flag. But we will celebrate that. Actually, it is not registered because I can't afford to do that, to register it in Taiwan. But we are going to march on with our Taiwanese friends and our family members. So for that one, it's for real. We are going to march. Dear friends, our heroes must be remembered, and we must respect them. I have to thank you, Director, for the good job you are doing to us. And thank all of you there in our capital, Biafra land. And our sister, Ebere Anubogo, Ebere Chukwu Anubogo. Ike Chukwu Eniago, this is Lawrence Anne. Thank you very much for your job. And our coordinator of all coordinators, Maazi Onyema. He's a good guy. He's doing very well. Sometimes when I have some message, the way he run it up, and he never feels angry the way I push him that very day. He's a nice guy. He's been a great job, Director. So I thank you, people. We are with you, Director. Sometimes when you're screaming and you're crying, I feel like, oh, our people is not supporting you. Don't worry, Director. God will bring Jaffa for you. And you will give it to us. Because yes, it is your destiny. Yes, and you must accomplish it.
Yes,
no matter the circumstances. No matter the trouble. No matter whatever the enemies can do, they must to try to fight you. They must try to do many evils against you. You can see sometimes some cowards, they used to call you on phone and start screaming and making some stupid noises. And when you talk to them, they don't want to repeat. They don't want to respond to you. Those are evils. They are evils. They're trying to try to destroy what we are doing, but they can't do anything because this is your destiny. God will give Chukwu Abiyama, will give you Biafra, and you will give it to us because we need it. We need you, Director. We need Biafra. So we are with you, Director. Thanks to all our Biafra members and all the Radio Biafra Board of Radio, God, Board of Radio Biafra. And Barrister Imam Mezu, Karamonde, all of you people. May God, Chukwu Abiyama, bless you all. And
keep it on.
Keep it on, and Osita, and all our brothers. You people should keep it on. Don't look back. We will always support. We will donate. We will contribute. Anything that is good for Biafra, we will do it. To make sure Biafra come. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. I like your comments. I like it. I like the callers this very evening. And as a recap, we are reminding the whole world that on the 30th of May, we are remembering those that you killed. 3.5 million of them. 1 million of which are children. Little children from 12 years, even to infants. To those even in the stomach that we are starved to death. A mother will lie dead on the roadside, having been killed by a bomb dropped by Russian MiG jet bomber, supplied at the request of the British government. They came here and they killed our women. A woman will lie dead and a hungry child will be sucking the woman's breast. Yet there is no life in the woman and people will be walking past. The likes of Matthias Kahn was led away and shot dead in front of a BBC journalist that recorded it. He was screaming and shouting, I did not do anything. The Hausa Fulani people killed him in cold blood. The BBC did not start any investigation. Panorama did not run any investigation. The young man was executed. And we expected to carry on as if nothing happened. It is because of our wickedness to the memory of those that died. That is why we are all dying here. I did a recording today. We went to that same hospital I was telling you yesterday. Osito Keke was videoing me. We did something. We went there. We met the police. Osita decided to park exactly near the police van. They had their guns, AK-47, AK-96, AK-15. They had their guns with them. We parked beside them. We went to the signboard and we started videoing it. Do you know that a hospital is listing the services it offers, X-ray, prenatal care, antenatal care, and down there they put in mortuary services in the same signboard. And in the next signboard before that, they have mortuary, they have executive casket, they have casket for poor people, for rich people, modern embalmment that will keep you looking good. Do you know that the police ran away? As soon as they started videoing and I started talking, the police ran from the place. And people couldn't stop laughing. They ran away. They saw us and they ran. Only truth can expose these people and kill them. They thought we are coming to get the landmark and report them and say this is where they are staying, collecting money. They ran away. It's called the Eastern, what's the hospital again? Eastern Nigeria Hospital. Eastern Nigeria. It has a very big Catholic ministry, Catholic schools commission in front of it. What's the name of that road? Is it Obete Road? Amiibo Road. See, you have a very good memory. That's very good. Our callers must wait, please. We just want to remind the zoo where we are. Only in the east. I have not taken all the countries down. This is only in the east. All these countries will be remembering those that died on the 30th of May. Only in the east, you know. We have Taiwan, we have Cambodia, we have Dubai. Of course, that is Middle East. We have Qatar, Middle East. We have China, we have Malaysia, we have Thailand, we have Australia, we have Hong Kong, we have Japan, Indonesia, Philippines, Russia, India, Ukraine, Pakistan, Israel, Cyprus. Hey! How can these people stand us? How is this possible? We are truly global and we are a phenomenon. People have never done freedom fighting like this before. To raise people in almost every country of the world to descend upon this very zoo and they are dead and finished. What we are doing, historians will talk about it. They will write about it. They will say they never knew that people like us existed. I must thank the wife of the professor himself, Innocent Odenigbo, that his voice led the U.S. government to ban Boko Haram. We banned Boko Haram in the USA. The voice of Professor Odenigbo banned Boko Haram. I thank our dear brother engineer Clifford Iranya for sightedness. We decided to send a clip to every U.S. senator. 48 hours Boko Haram was banned. And whose voice was it? It was that of Professor Innocent Odenigbo. The wife is also very kind. Very, very kind lady. She is. And she is supporting the monument we are building. She is one of the builders of the monument as we speak. She's in the bronze category. She gave her country £100,000. We continue to pray for the quick recovery of Professor Odenigbo. And we also have, did somebody volunteer for gold? One person. Somebody, what was the person's name? Can we mention the person's name that came forward for gold? Wononenyi in Malaysia. Wononenyi. Of course, Malaysia. Malaysia. When I keep saying Malaysia, people don't understand why. One day, you'll understand. The new Biafran Rangers will be made up of only those from Malaysia. Only. And if you don't know the meaning of Rangers, in the history of battle formations, go and read it up. They are the first people that go into battle. Malaysia. The Rangers of the Biafran Army will be drawn exclusively from Malaysia and no other place. They are the pride of this very effort we are making to restore our country. We also have other people. People are coming forward. We expect those of them, if you want to be remembered. We don't want to say Biafrans built monument. We are going to say some Biafrans built this monument. Some. If you want their names, we give them to you. Not everybody built it. Not everybody. We also support those that I feel when somebody phones up and say to us, please take recharge card. I can't. And I keep asking myself, but where did people get this notion that we don't love ourselves? If you go to Eket today and see what people in indigenous, I can't say indigenous, indigenous of Eket, what they did, you will marvel. You will marvel. You know that we are one. One people. Forget about what corrupt idiots tell you all the time. This is Radio Biafra. They call out on Skype your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Hello, hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, am I speaking to Director Nnamdi Kanu?
Yes, you are speaking to me and the rest of the world. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. This is the one that called later yesterday after the program to confirm if I'm speaking to you.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Director, I just want to comment to thank you for the good work you have been doing. My name is China Nomatayas. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, go ahead.
And I'm also a member of Biafra Auditorium here in the Senegal. We want to thank you for all the goodness of the things you have been doing for us to make sure that our land will be restored, which is only our hope. Director, I'm hearing your voice something like a commentary. I don't know if it is a cassette, something recording. You are talking to me.
My goodness, which recording is that? I can't hear anything. You're hearing is what I can hear in my headphones. And I'm hearing your voice in my headphones, and there is no other thing. And I want people listening to confirm that there is a double speak going on, but I doubt it, because anything you hear is what I can hear. When you speak, I hear your voice. That is what the whole world is hearing as well. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, now I understand. I have a double website. That was the problem. Sorry, please.
That's okay.
Pardon me.
That's okay. Turn your system down. That is what we say. Turn it off or you turn it down. Continue, please.
Okay, sir. Like I said,
Where you are is very, very noisy. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Opitukobi from Manchester.
Yes.
I'm indigenous of Biafra from Ebuoma Enugu local government, Imo State. I'm calling today to applaud you people for all you are doing, Director Nnamdi Kanu and all the hosts of Radio Biafra and all the elders of the board of the Biafran.
My dear brother, give me 1 second. Stay where you are. Do we have a caller on Skype? Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Stay where you are. Don't disengage. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. Let us return to our brother on the phone. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I just want to inform the people, the indigenous people of Biafra that are in Manchester, that our meeting on the 25th of this month, being Sunday at 5 p.m., and in our usual place of meeting, is pivotal. So, this is the last meeting before our rally on the 30th of May. This will be the day we're going to conclude about our rally. It's very important that new members should come. It's located at Oldham Road, the fire station, little fire station in Oldham Road, near the Chinese shop, and it is on the other side of it is Rosebay Road. It's near to Mountain of Fire Church in near the Piccadilly. So everybody in Manchester here must know this very location. Please, we want all the silent listeners, the secret listeners, those who have not attended the meeting, to come this day and be able to know what we are talking about and to know our guidelines and rules for the May 30th rally. It is very important. Come at 5 p.m. Biafra time. And we're going to be finishing by 7. Please, it's very important for everybody to be there. Thank you. God bless you. director, for all what you and your group are doing. You don't know what you are doing. Any day I've been listening to Radio Biafra, I feel so bad. I feel there's something missing in my life, because you guys are giving us hope. You are giving us encouragement, and we are looking up every day that goes by. I see Radio Biafra has my, I see the realization of Biafra is like one day minus. So God continue to empower you and bless you. We are praying for you. The Lord will continue to protect all of you, and will guide you till Biafra is being realized. And every support, we're going to celebrate and shout hallelujah on that day. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We had a caller on Skype. We asked him to wait. We are back to him, and he will give us his name and where he is, please. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ikechukwu Ugbanyanwu from Ikeduru Local Government Area of Enugu State.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam. Please go ahead.
Sir, I don't know where to start and where to end. Really, I think you are really motivating us, and I like your spirit, you know. Your spirit also have make us, most of us here who are already believe in you and they trust in you, because we have before through our Wazirike, who already disappointed us many years ago, really. But since we start hearing from you, which is in Amsterdam, we start today, we have a meeting which we gathered and do some demonstration in Amsterdam. And we'll catch a lot of people also who believe in us, you know. And myself, when I hear your voice and short, because of you, I live every day. I have to say that. Because of you, I live every day. And I have tried to also to motivate a lot of people, even back home. My people, my family, I have tried to also tell them, and most of them are not trying to listen from you. I don't know what to say, but you actually hearing your voice, I get every day tears for you to exposing what we do not even know, we do not even dreaming to come, to even to know until we die in this world. We think, you know?
Thank you. Thank you.
All I have to say every day, and I pray that God who give you this burden to deliver me, and most of our brothers also to accord Biafra, that God will see you through. You know?
Yes, sir.
That God will see you through. I believe it. He will do it.
Yes, sir.
So I thank you very much, and let the spirit that that you have, let that spirit also continue guiding all of us who have the same body that you have. Sir, you are too much. Let God bless you.
Yes, sir, and you too.
Let God bless you.
And you too. And all Biafra friends all over the world. Thank you very much. Thank you. That means that even Holland, the Netherlands, will match with us. If you call from any country around the world, you must indicate your readiness to match with us on the 30th. We must let the world know. I've been counting the countries I've listed here. Only in the far eastern part of the world and Middle East is nearly 30 countries. Nearly 30. And people are telling us we're not formidable. People try to tell me that we're not united. People try to justify the unjustifiable. They do not understand who we are. We are going to leave an indelible mark on history. That after we are gone, every other person looking to set his or her people free will copy the Biafran template. We'll shock the world. Watch and see. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Coach Kusa. I'm from Anambra State, Ozogbo. I'm calling from Dubai.
From Dubai. Thank you very much. A brother called from Dubai earlier as well. Now you're calling from Dubai,
yeah,
too.
I'm happy. I tell you, I don't sleep until I listen to this lady. And this is that since I started listening to this, I told you that my life is complete, and I'm happy every day. I evangelize, telling my people, every people around me to listen to this lady, and people to join to what we are doing. Yeah. So I'm happy, and I thank God. She said that this evil pastor in Nigeria that accused your wife. It's because of the God is not strong enough. Because when Obasanjo was ruling, nobody accused his wife or caught his wife or abused. When the Aladua is lonely, nobody don't descend it to him, but it's because of good luck, because he's overlooking everything. He's supposed to dig that man and put him in charge, even 10 years imprisonment, if he's in Alaf country where we are. That could have been somebody, a wife of Sheikh here, he will go to jail maybe 30 years. So, but that one is not our concern. What I'm trying to do is that I thank God and I pray that what the work people have started, that God will make it, we help us on it. And the way we get good over it, I've seen it and I know that we, and any time there, if we didn't get it, I should always say that I must be there. I must be there, even if in the war front, I must be there because my father was a Biafran soldier and he has injury in that, he sustained injury in that war. And I never forget it, and I won't put it on my mind that any day, any time, I must be there. So thank you, and God bless you, Ikechukwu Enyango, and other men, other Biafran men all over the world. God keep you and safe. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
OC, do we have a caller on Skype? That is correct. I believe that Nonso Ejirika, who is our coordinator overall national in Spain, is with us. He started from
Director,
Barcelona. Please go
Director,
ahead.
I'm here. Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Director, I just want to tell our people here in Spain something that this Saturday we'll have our meeting before the 30th of May to tell them what we are going to do and how we are going to start our demonstration. We have get everything from the government. They promised us to lead us that day too. And Director, this our movement is, movement or whatever they call it, is taking momentum here in Catalonia. Our people should go out and meet their radio station. Even on Monday too, we have another interview on Monday, radio broadcast on Monday, this coming Monday, 12:30. In the afternoon, another interview. So our people should go. Let's forget about this CNN and BBC. We want to lobby the ordinary people. They are the ones who are going to support us, not petrodollar oil companies or these gold miners or gold diggers. They are not going. All every news from BBC and CNN is being compromised. So they never speak anything about Africa because they are the ones sucking Africa dry. So if you want people to know, all these people, they don't know anything about Biafra. This is indigenous of Europe. In Western world, is free. It's if all of them are born free. Our people should go out, tell them who you are. Telling them Nigeria does not make any sense to them. Tell them who you are. They will love you. Even they will say, oh, this guy is think. I think they were a monkey. But they are not. Even most of Igbo people say they don't even know about Biafra. Most of them, if you tell them about Biafra, they will listen to you. Most of them grow in Lagos. They born them in Lagos, then grow in Lagos. They never know about Biafra. It's a surprise, surprise, but it's true. They say, where is Biafra? Who and who is Biafra? And this is Biafra. And when you tell them, look, your problem is not this is your problem. And they listen. And they come out and they follow you. So our problem, Director, is not about this too much. It's lack of education, you know. And we are trying to do that here in Spain. And we are moving forward, Director. Here in Barcelona, especially, the momentum is getting. Our people in Western world is a free world. All this Oyibo day, we are born free. So go and tell them you are Biafra. They will listen. Go to radio station. Papers, they can attend you. They can listen. And they are doing it with us. So why not you? I don't talk about people in Asia. I don't know how they live. But here in Europe, they will listen to you. I've got a reply from television for that 30th of May that they will come. And radio station, they have done one. And they will do another one again on Monday. And I hope more will come. So our people in Western world should go and tell them who they are. Nobody is stopping you from getting Biafra. Oh, it's the only way that stop ourselves from getting Biafra Director. I thank you very much, Oster Ikechukwu. It's been a long time we never talk. And our sister there too, everybody around the world that talking about Biafra. God bless them, and Biafra will come in a very short time, Director. Thank you very much for the time. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You don't have to be afraid. All of you looking for papers who claimed asylum, now is the time to formalize your papers officially. This is Expo. You come out on the 30th where you are, as Nonso said, go and meet your local news agents. Forget about the big papers. Go to the local ones. Where I used to stay in London before is we have the Croydon Advertiser. Go to local papers. Go to local radio. Because even the local politicians need your vote. Go there and tell them that there was a country called Biafra. There is still a country called Biafra. And come the 30th of May, you will remember those that were killed, those that nobody mourned, those that nobody was persecuted because of their death, those that the world forgot. If you forget them, I will not forget them. Never. All through my adult life, Chukwu Abiam is my witness. I never forgot them. I kept waiting for the right opportunity to remember them, not mourn them. We are going to mourn them properly when Biafra comes. We declare days upon days of national mourning. We will then tell the world that we have arrived. Since you have killed 3 points, why don't you kill all of us now? And what is life? Is meaningless. 3.5 million, of which 1 million are children. Children. They said they kidnapped girls from Hausaland, the Chibok girls. We are talking about infants that did not have any milk anymore flowing from their mother's breast to suck. And they died. And this generation, in fact, I can forgive this generation. Those that went before us, I cannot forgive them for not remembering these people. I can't forgive them for what they did to them, to their memory. Men that went into battle without a bullet. They sacrificed themselves. The first wave will throw themselves on top of enemy guns and positions so that their dead bodies will now provide cover for those rushing behind to come and take it over. And you did not remember these people. That means you are evil. You are wicked. That wickedness is the reason why we are burying people every blessed day. After the 30th of May, the glory of Chukwu Abiam will descend upon this land. People will see something they've not seen before. You will notice a change even in your lives. My prayer to Chukwu Abiam is simple. I want Biafra to come in such a way that there will not be any doubt in the hearts of men that you are God. No doubt whatsoever that you're God. Your name and where you are, please, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. They're taking time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my brother.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chukwu Emeka, and I'm here for, I am calling from Indonesia.
From Indonesia, please go ahead.
Hello, my director, I want to, first of all, I want to thank you and your team over there for the wonderful work you are doing right now, especially for the many men that you are working on it right now. I believe that the special gift of God, that everything will be a successful thing at the end of the day. Please permit me to make a little announcement concerning our upcoming meeting. Please, I want to inform all the Biafra here in Indonesia that we are having our meeting that will be coming up on Sunday, May 18th of May 2014. Time is 3 p.m. Our venue is our usual venue, our facility, to people to shop. Please, everybody should try and come on time. We also discuss our arrangement on how to do our rally on that fitness, because everything is already on ground. Our t-shirt is ready. So, on our next meeting, please, everyone that make a pledge, concerning our t-shirt, if you are coming, come with your money. All the people that make pledge, if you know that you have not been pledge, please, if you are coming, come with your money, and also because we are going to share our t-shirt on that very day. So our venue have already been mapped. We have already invited. We have already sent invitation to the police for the peaceful, to make everything that everything goes successfully. I want to use this media to thank my able coordinator, Isaac Joseph. he's doing a very wonderful work here in Indonesia. I believe that you God be my guide him and protect him.
Yes, sir.
My director, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome your calls, all of you, wherever you are, because this is your radio station. This is the only thing you have as a people. This is the only thing you have uniting you as a people. This is nothing else. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you
are. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Damien Elago from Treviso, precisely a native of Himem Banma in Biafra land, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want to sincerely thank you for the good job as you have been doing it. Both the members with you around the Director, you are too brave. I love it. I love it. The Chukwa Biama will continue blessing you from strength to strength.
Yes, sir.
I want us to thank all the radio board members, CK Chukwe Nyago, I mean, Karo Monde, our able barrister, Uche Mefond, all the rest. Director, as the time is coming closely, regarding to our march on 30th May, I want to announce to the people of Treviso and its environs, as well people in Udine and the Pordenone, regarding to our meeting last Sunday, it was successful. I want to remind them that on that very day of 30th May, by 9:30 a.m., there will be a bus at the church premises of Kodonye in Treviso. Let everybody endeavor to meet up the time by 9:30 so that it will convey us to Padova. We are taking our own rally that very day. Regarding to our rally at Padova, in fact, I really thank our national coordinator, Mike Urania. He has put things together in conjunction with our coordinators. As well, Director, I know after the 30th May, we move further towards our restoration of Biafra. Urging all the world, I mean the Biafras, wherever they are, that demonstration is the statement of our struggle. I know that not all of us will go home to fight, but those that we reside still abroad, we have to do our possible best to sponsor those that will fight for us. As well, I want to make it, if it can be acceptable, Director, regarding to the people, maybe non-English-speaking countries, wherever we are, if it can be possible to put it in writing, what's the motive of our demonstration that very day, so that it can be distributed to the citizens of the countries. Because maybe many of us can be writing things in English language, maybe the people like where I'm staying here in Italy is not an English-speaking country. If it can be written in Italian language, in Spanish, in German, or the rest, I think the people will embrace it in the full force and to know why we are demonstrating. So if it can be possible, please, Director, put it in a way that all the coordinators residing all in this country that does not speak English can put it in this way so that people can share with us on that very day. Director, I don't have much to say. I only pray to Chukwa Biama all the days, all the life, that he will continue giving you strength to strength. And the young Biafrans, wherever they are, this match, this is our struggle. And we will not leave it to anybody to fight for us. We have come out, and we have come out. No going back until we get our Biafra. I believe one day, by God's grace, Biafra will have their passport. We have ambassadors here and there. We have our name, our flag will be flying high. So, Director, keep moving. I will not say that we are behind you. We are beside you, Director. Chukwa Biafra will continue blessing you and bless all the Biafrans. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Those of you in Italy are doing very, very well, and we commend you and want you to keep it up. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you speaking with me?
I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay. Good evening, Director. My name is Calistus Ifani Anuru. I'm calling from United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I'm from Umunumo Amandoba in Biafra land. So, Director, I thank you, and I thank all the crew members of Radio Biafra, and I thank all the Biafrans worldwide. So, Director, for what you people are doing for us back home and everywhere, we really appreciate it. And we promise that we will never disappoint you. You know, from time to time, you keep on telling us that you are there to do the work, and we promise you that we are here to support you, so that at the end of the day, we must surely grab exactly our aim, which is Biafra. So, Director, let me use this opportunity to tell all the Biafrans in the United Kingdom, especially the North and South, about our crucial meeting on Saturday. So please, fellow Biafrans in both South and North London, you know, we are going to have a crucial meeting on this Saturday. Please, everybody, wherever you are, both old and new are welcome, because we are going to discuss about our rally. We don't have time. It's only 2 weeks now. It is very, very important. The venue of that meeting will be the Salvation Army, non-held, number 217A, Golden Road, non-held, SE15-3RT, London. The direction for the place is from Dick Tesco in Old Kent Road, take bus 78, P12. To London, to non-health, just immediately after Peckham, you get the place. It's not far from Peckham. So, if you are looking for direction, you can contact Festus, the coordinator, on 074-041-63215 or Jude 077-035-84-833, or you can contact myself on 075-069-0465. Please, everybody, if you have not attended the meeting before, if you have been listening in private, I know that the issue of Biafra is burning in the mind of every Biafran. Please, try as much as you can, to attend this meeting. It is very, very important. A lot of things will be discussed. Even the song we are going to sing that day will be discussed, and we will learn it. So please, every Biafran, try as much as you can. Show that this passion for Biafra is in you. Please, stop hiding yourself. Director, I thank you so much. And in due time, you will know that we are formidable. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. I know what the UK can do. I know what you can do. We must continue doing it because this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are here to do God's work. Radio Biafra is here to preach the gospel of truth, the gospel of the restoration of the independence of the Republic of Biafra. We must enlighten the world and let humanity know that Nigeria is not a country. was never a country. Nigeria never existed until the white man came. The reason why the British are against Biafra is because how dare some bunch of black monkeys from Africa tamper or question what they created. But we take a leaf from our people in South Sudan. Sudan is another British creation. But people in the South fought for 30 years to be free. We are going to fight for a millennium to be free this time around. Once we start, we are not going to stop until we are free. Never. Forward, ever. Backward, never. We don't have retreat or surrender in our dictionary. Every enemy will be confronted and defeated because this land was not given to us by a British man. This very land upon which we stand today to preach this gospel from Enugu here. This very holy land of Biafra, this sceptered land of all places on earth, was not given to our progenitors by any man. It was given to us by Chukwu Abiama. No man has the right to determine our future or our faith. That lies in our hands. And by the grace of God, every enemy of the Biafran people will fall. Every enemy we encounter, we are going to defeat. We have come in peace, but we also bring hell with us. Boko Haram is nothing. When we commence our march, people will know we have come. Boko Haram is a joke. We are not killers and murderers, no. When we commence our march towards our freedom, humanity will know. That time when they complain, we say to them, where were you when 3.5 million people were slaughtered and you did nothing? What was our crime? What did they do wrong? What did an infant of 6 months old do to a world over? What wrong did a 4-year-old boy do to Yoruba people? Why did they starve them to death? These are the questions when you look at your own little child this morning, afternoon, evening, or night, regardless of where you are. When you talk your child into bed, when you wake them up for school, when you try to do homework with them, remember that their age mates died out of starvation. For most of them, families were shut down. Do you know that children were killed because they were crying? Do you know that because of the sound of gunfire and advancing Hausa Fulani troops, that many parents killed their own children? Do you know that? We cannot forgive or forget until we avenge the death of these people. No forgiveness. All this nonsense about forgive, vengeance is that of the God, is bunkum. I don't believe in it. We must avenge them in life. Everything will die unless we have Biafra. Do we have somebody on Skype? The caller on Skype, turn your system down, move away from where it is. This is Radio Biafra. You will start by giving us your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Are you waiting to hear your own voice? I can hear you very well. You are on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah? Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my good name is Godson Chukwudumebi Endi Ezekubundu from Oburu Ngopala in Imo State.
Thank you.
God bless you, my chairman.
And you too.
So the Lord be with all the Biafrans in Nigeria and all over the world. I've been hearing about your good work and I've been trying to reach you since, though the network was bad. I am calling from New Delhi, live in India. I say, may the good Lord bless you. And on 30th of this month, sure, every good indigene, citizen of Biafra, will love to stand and say what is supposed to say on come 30th of this month. May the Lord be with you. I remain Gosin, Chukudumebi, Endi, Ezokubundu, Nimo State, from Oboro, Umebe, Ngopala, Imo State. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Are you part of us in India? Are you part of the Biafran family in India?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's what I want to hear. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Do we have a caller on the phone? It seems we have a caller on the phone. This caller, please give us your name and where you are.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Good evening. My name is Richmond Chima, calling from Malaysia, from Imo State, Umuoronjo Owure Municipal, precisely. I want to commend you for your good work and your effort up to this afternoon, because Biafra is a thing that we all need, and we're looking forward to achieve that. It's just that the useless people over there in the zoo, they do not know, help us to achieve this. I just want to commend you for your good work. Do not relent. Do not relent, Director. Do not relent. We are behind you. We are supporting you in any way that we can to make sure that, more especially, my fellow Biafrans in Malaysia, Biafra will surely come. That is one thing that I know. And I'm proud to be a Biafran. May Chukwa Abiyama, help us, and we are to realize our dream, which is Biafra. Thank you very much, Director. And thank you, everyone that is listening tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. Of course, we know, please do not adjust your systems. We know we had a bit of intermittency in our transmission. We are transmitting from the zoo, so there are bound to be infrastructural failures, as the case may be. The communication infrastructure here is not very strong, is not very dependable, but we must continue. We must continue to do the work of God. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Turn the system down and move away from it.
Okay.
Turn your system down. Turn it down, please, or you move away from the room where you are.
This is Radio Biafra.
Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Christian Mosu speaking.
Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning from India. Yes, Director, I want to make a formal announcement to all Biafrans in India to Biafrans worldwide. Biafran in India, we have set 99% to kick off the demonstration on the 30th of May. And it's going to be a very large one because the crowd we are intending to pull is going to make a statement here over there in New Delhi. And at the same time, Indian took places in Mumbai, another safe state in capital in the city in Maharashtra, will still be holding same rally on that same day. So India will be pushing up from two fronts on that same day. As regards all media that we require, CNN, IBN, everything, we've been able to put that in place. And we are just waiting for the DJ to come. So for Biafrans in India, even if you are not part of us all this way, we are encouraging you to hit us, hit the streets on same day. Janta Manta, that is where we are going to hold our procession. The same place where the last rape death case happened in India that shook the world. So that same place we are going to have our demonstration on that day. So you are privileged. It will be a privilege for you all to come up, come out and team up with what we have been, so that we can make it formidable for us to, on that day. That is all I have to say, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. We trust that all the preparations are going ahead, that all Biafrans in various countries of the world, all the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in their respective countries, that all your preparations have advanced in relation to the 30th of May. Today we received information that the authorities in Ghana said that they will give us support. We have the permission to march in Ghana, don't we? Ghana is very strong. Is Ivory Coast with us? Are they marching in Ivory Coast? Senegal is marching, no doubt about it. South Africa is marching. Is Angola marching as well? We don't know. How about Mozambique? Mozambique is marching. Is Congo DRC marching as well? We are everywhere. We are formidable. Time intensity on our line. We are waiting for it to come back. Our enemies are not sleeping, of course. Sometimes we do experience difficulties with our transmission because of the very weak infrastructure. And I am waiting for the line to resume. It has resumed. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. My name is Nnamdi Onwumere. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna in Austria. Please go ahead.
Yes. Okay, Director, thank you very much. Saturday, 17th of May, to our new place of... We have another new place now to have our meeting coming up on Saturday in a Melody Beach Pop Cafe. Izu restaurant in Maidrin. The street, the address is Eichenhotgasse 5, 12th district, Vienna. You can locate there by Uber, use U4 direct, and they stop in Maidrin, and you take a bus for 63R, first stop. You can locate the restaurant around there, or you can take U6 also, stopping Langerfjordgasse, and connect to U4. The next stop is Meidringhofstrasse. Also, as you are coming, if you need to get somebody to direct you, can call this number 06889 Kianten. They are having their meeting also tomorrow. They should come out and discuss important thing that will make our Larry move stressful. So I thank you, Director, for your good work, and thank all people via France. I pray for Chukwu Abiyama to continue strengthening us in all we are doing for the support of restoration of Biafra. Thank you, Director, for your good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our people should not despair. Sometimes we have what I call infrastructural failure. It's not as a result of anything we are doing wrong. It's because we are doing something that other people cannot do. We are transmitting live to the whole world from here in Enugu. And we are taking live calls from all over the world. Not recorded, but live. As you're listening to us right now, with the time standing at approximately 28, let's say nearly half past 9 p.m. in the evening here in Biafra land. You are listening to Radio Biafra live. I don't know how many people run this type of program. How many with our budget do this? This very project we are running is supported by kind-hearted Biafrans all over the world. Those that understand that media is critical in what we are doing. Without media, we could not have mobilized in over 88 countries. Never. It's impossible. How can you do it? Are you going to fund them? Are you going to send them messages on WhatsApp or BlackBerry? No. You need media. And that's what we've done. How can you ensure that the spirit of the dead is with you in all that you're doing? You honor them, as every country does. America honor their people every blessed year. So do they do in Britain. We must honor ours. This is Radio Biafra. I must continue. We have a caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Uchenna Pletis. I'm from Ebonyi State, precisely opposite in Uhud Ohoza local government.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I am calling from Niger State in the land of the Zulu. If there is any way I can get in touch to know how we can get any, like the uniform that we put on that very day.
Yes, there is something you can do. If you have a pen and paper, I will give you a telephone number. The same number you call to speak to us at the office. There is a child crying. You need to attend to them. The number is +234 909.
Hello, come again, sir. Come again, sir.
09.
Yes.
09.
Yes, sir.
466.
466.
58.
58.
24.
24.
I repeat, 090.
Okay.
94.
Okay.
66.
Uh-huh.
58.
Uh-huh.
24.
Yeah, that means the number is 090. Hello, sir.
Yes.
090.
Yes.
94.
Yes.
66.
Yes.
58.
Yes.
24.
That is correct. That is the number to call. That is the office line. Anything okay, that you want from us, that is the number
I'm
to call.
Very, very grateful. You are doing a good job. You people should keep it on. We, even in the northern state, in the land of the zoo, we are happy to hear these messages because the first people have felt the Biafrans, and we are ready this time around. We are backing you people up. Don't look as if we are not. We are in support. And we in the northern state of the zoo, we are happy, and some of us, we are making very preparation. When the time comes, we are ready to come back. We are ready to come back.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. That number is also the number to call if you wish to support the construction of our monument. Very, very critical that we build a place of reverence, a place we can go to remember all that fought and died for us and all those million children that they starved to death. We must remember. That is the only way the world can remember. If you are waiting for BBC or CNN, you are wasting your time. It's only you that can do it. Build a memorial to them. The world will remember them. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from Enugu.
Yes, one name is Daluka for him.
Thank you very much.
Afambo is Unnaokeke.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yes.
Can you hear me, please? Because there's a time delay. Yes, there's a time delay. My voice goes to London, and then from Enugu to London, London to where you are, is quite a distance.
Okay.
It takes a few time. Please go ahead.
I'm going to make the process on Ongago. Otherwise, it's easy.
Thank you.
And then now, I'm going to go to the hospital.
You see?
When I see, as far as unu bido gore ebido, unu ga emeru eruo n'isi.
Ise.
Chukwu abia maka agbo unu me n'ime niile. Anyị nọ na ya, anyị na-emesu eki ike na ayọkwa Chukwu ka ọ dịkwara anyị, ọ dịrị anyị niile mma.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You are very kind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. That was a caller from Senegal saying basically that they support what we are doing, that we should keep it up, that God should bless us. Do we have a caller on the phone? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please raise your voice for the world, because they are listening. This is Radio Biafra, listened in almost every country on this planet. That is where we are formidable. Please go ahead.
Okay, to you, Director.
Yes, go ahead.
To Biafrans all over the world. My name is Arthur Kenichiku. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to use this opportunity to congratulate you. We thank you for what you have been doing for our people. And I say more good to your elbow. And I say I want to greet all members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra and all Biafrans all over the world.
I pray may God continue to bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype as well, if I'm not mistaken. This caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Thangod Maxwell.
You're welcome to the program. Please go. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. We can hear you. Please go ahead. Please, I don't know, these people, maybe this is the first time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Okeke Tosu.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jos in the land of Zoo.
In the zoo country itself, the Zoological yeah. Republic. Please go ahead.
Please, I want to know if this is director's line.
This is Radio Biafra live transmission. The whole world is listening to your voice. The whole world is hearing you. Go ahead.
Okay, director, like I said, my name is Okeke Tochku. I want to start by thanking you for all you have been doing for the indigenous people of Biafra.
Thank you.
I say may Chukwu Abiama bless you. And I want to say I'm a student in a unit just. So when I started listening to Radio Biafra and I became courageous, and I liked what all the broadcasts that I've listened to. So I decided to, become an active, an active member. And then I decided to, carry out the message to other people. And each time I meet my colleagues who are Biafrans too, they would ask me a question like, what if Biafra should come? What would happen to their certificate and all that? So I said I would find out from you if there's any answer that could be given to me that I can use to, what I can tell them whenever they come up with such questions.
What you can tell them is this.
Okay,
tell them that in the new Biafra, the certificate you carry is irrelevant. It is what you can actually do that matters to us, not the how many certificates you've accumulated. If, say, for instance, you said you're a chemical engineer and you cannot do ordinary shell talks, tosatosa, you can't do, say you're a chemical engineer, can't you see you're of no use to us? As long as you can defend what you have read, people go to university not to go and... how can I put it? Not to qualify in anything, actually, but basically to understand how to do things to make the world work. That's what I was taught at university.
Okay.
You go there to acquire, to equip you for life. That's what it means.
Yes, sir.
If you come in okay. and you can do something, we employ you. You don't have to go to school. If, say, for instance, you can make things happen that somebody that has a PhD in nuclear physics cannot do, you head that department. It doesn't matter. Your certificate is irrelevant. Go to Germany. Why is Germany doing well? You can study all your nonsense. When you come to Germany, they put it in the dustbin. And they give you an engine and say, can you pieces this engine and put it back together? Certificate is irrelevant in Biafra. In Biafra will be common sense. What can you do? If a wine tapper can think properly, he or she becomes a philosopher. The fact that you cannot speak English does not mean you can't be a philosopher. Our ancestors that gave us all the whole proverbs and adage that we use every blessed day, did they give it to us in English language?
No, sir.
The answer is no. It doesn't matter what you read or what you did not read. Anything you can do, you go and you do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have spoken to you, sir. I'm grateful.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Good evening, and you're welcome. Where are you calling from?
Okay, Director. Thank you once more again for giving me the second chance to speak. To speak out my feelings. This is Chinano Matthias. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Have you called us before? You have called us before. So stay where you are. We'll come back to you. Let's take this caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Austin Okoye. I'm calling from Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to appreciate your good work that you are doing, Director, and the indigenous people around the world, the good work that you people are doing. It's not as if we in Ukraine that we are lacking behind. Director, you understand that a lot of crisis in Ukraine, even this state that I am right now, this state that I am is called Lugansk. They are also in very big crisis, like they are also shouting they want to join Russia. In fact, they have already conducted a referendum, and they say they have voted massively in favor of Russia. So that is the reason why it seems we are somehow slowed down in this struggle. But I believe it's just a matter of time that Director will also get there. So I want to appreciate your good job, and I want to say may Chukwuabiamah continue to strengthen you and be with you, and also our brothers out there. And the rest of them like that. I want to say thank you so much, Director. I just I've been listening to the program. I feel like I'm let me just call and appreciate them. I guess if we cannot do anything right now because of the crisis, please, we should appreciate those who are working for us.
Of course.
Until when we are out of the crisis and they do something something that is something palatable.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have a caller on.
Good evening.
I can hear you. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Queen. I'm calling from Senegal.
And the baby wants to speak as well. Can you hear me, Queen? Can you hear me? Hello? I think the baby screamed. Oh, the little baby wanted to speak as well. Okay, let's take the... Yes, your name and where you are, the caller on the phone.
This is Juku from Dubai. Please, I have called you before, but now I want you to still remember that all these people calling us from the north, that we still tell them to come back, because after this started, I will still remind them to come back, because after this start, when we start our own problem, I think the outside people will be terminating or killing some of them. So we have to always beg them to come back. Even I have called my brother, my own brother, to come back. Please.
Okay, we shall do so. We shall do so. Please, if you're listening from the north, endeavor to come back. The northern part is called the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, not northern part of Biafra, because Enugu is actually the northern part of Biafra. People must know that. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. They can't. Let's go to the phone. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Hello. Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. My name is Rene Mark. Once again, I called yesterday.
Yes.
Director, Chukwu Gozie Makuku. Because English speaking England and the USA, they have used this English-speaking language to bury our talent, more especially we Biafrans, we Igbos. A lot of people use because they cannot speak English very well. They cannot, some cannot even speak at all. Because of that, they bury what they have in mind. They will just deceive the look, as broken people say. So the lot of this issue is keeping, I like it so much. Chukwu Gozie for that, because many people are asking me the same question when I'm preaching this gospel, as you told us to do here in Musa. A lot of you are asking, Yeah, many of us come here, they didn't even attend primary school. So many of them, because of poverty, their parents or their father died during that genocide war in us. So they are asking, what are they going to achieve? Many people are in England, UK, United Kingdom, studying all these so-called rich people, all these chiefs in Eastern region, being governors. They are children are there in America, and this is studying. So those ones are here, more than here in Germany, are going, asking me seriously, what are they going to achieve? What will be their own benefits? Because they are not opportune to attend school. But they actually, when you interview them, they can, you know, these people can perform wonders, if I may say. One day, someone like me, where I was working, can you imagine a German that has a driving license for many years, the car, but he forgets to switch off the headlight and enter to work. So finally, before he can come out, before he will come out from the work, the battery is down. So they were pushing this vehicle, but they don't know that they can just the vehicle before it is. They tell me that, what are you doing? They say, Africanist man, what do you want to tell us? I say, okay, can you come out? I come out, they just put it in gear, two, three, all of them were ashamed. So they said, I have the experience down there in Nigeria. I've never been a mechanic before. So this issue, one guy now call and bring director. I'm very, very grateful on that because a lot of people are very, very afraid of that. That is it. So thank God and God bless you. In fact, director, sometimes if I didn't hear your voice, I always have a sound shock. I say, I don't know. Any day I didn't hear your voice, or maybe sometimes it's breaking in transmission. I say, maybe even the corner. So, but I know that that God has sent you to us. We see the protecting you, guiding you to the end. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome all our new listeners, we must say, and all those that are joining us for the very first time. If you like what we are doing, we are not a group. We are not an association. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are Biafran citizens. We are in virtually every country on this planet. If you go to Facebook and look for Biafrans in your country, wherever you are, if you are in Ukraine, you say Biafrans in Ukraine. We must set up one for Cambodia. Carol Monday will set up Biafrans in Cambodia. I don't think we have one on Facebook. Very, very critical. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
I'm from Busoni, Daniel. I'm on the Niger State, Isu, Nigeria. When I buggy.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Obi di mangolinku ku ni sere do Biafra neme. And I na kwado maka this subject of May.
Yes.
I na kwado ezumezu. Oya. I am onu ari.
That's good.
Onwe atutumbu. I am with the go uniform, with the t-shirt, with the have other chaperons, other things. But I am not Jogo, like I am in the Nigeria now. I made a kind of a demonstration for all of the media, KKSUM.
No street demonstration, because we are not going here for a show. No street demonstration. You will go to the nearest church. Ndinebe Catholic, go to Catholic church and book a mass. If you're an Anglican, go there and book a mass. But what we want to do is that the pastor that agrees, or a hall that can take all of you, everybody should go there that very day and pray to Chukwu Abiama. Go and pray to God to give them rest, because we are coming.
Okay. The second, my second question is, what about the transmitter?
We are told about the transmitter before, so I still don't know anything about it now. So, sir, can you just throw more light about the transmitter?
The transmitter is, the only thing I can say is it's coming. We are working on it. Very soon, there will be a very big announcement. Between now and next week, something very monumental will happen. Please, we don't want to preempt or jeopardize what we are doing on the transmitter. We are coming with the transmitter. We are also working on our television. People should not despair. We are coming. Every promise will be delivered. All of it. We are working on them. All of them.
Director, I can talk about Makadima because I can have been in Kuala Lumpur. We are from the radio, we are from the media live on our MOTV, my satellite. So I am from the Biafra TV. I have here. We have been with the radio, we are from the satellite.
Yes.
So I'm a non abuse. So I never tried to be confident. You have nine and nine with a confidence. My Biko. I'm not talking with it all the time on radio Biafra. When I work, umi boku basara masobo. Now I have basara masobo. I'm concerned about basara chief for was weak also. No body no kuruko name. Chief for us was weak. I'm not going to be go. I'm not getting my. I'm not going to masobo. Rafa Biafra. I'm not going to go. A chief the be. Only risiko to where they are. My body has Biafra kone. Me biko kili with radio Biafra. Now I'm not so busy anymore. Now when we go. Abara masobo ni ebe na masobo na ndi masobo na isi ndi isi ha abara ha osu na wazike abu ni wanda ayi obuzi ha ayi leku ko na eme so biko ume ko fulari oji ato na ayi kore na azu ebe obu ni kora kora ayi ayi ya apia isi kwa nini isi isi ima how popular ayi di we announce where isi ayi bia so play ni ane wendi kike ima na ayi apia ayi kore na azu oji ato na ayi jisi iti oni waya na ere na ha Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I say amen to that. I will have to speak this in our language. Please forgive me. Okay. Simple. So I think let those that have ears, let them hear. I told you in... Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Of course, I know we are formidable. It's everything we say. When the time comes for us to do garagara, as they say here, you will be in your bedroom and your wife will wake you up or your husband will wake you and say that your friends are on the march. We don't need to do it with wearing t-shirt on the road. No, now. Is that what Boko Haram is doing? We need to surpass Boko Haram to be effective. We have to do something that is clean. Very, very neat. If you hear it, you know that people who are learned are behind this. I am an educated man. I don't apologize for it. My education started from my village when I go to the bush to fetch firewood. That's where it started from. When I mean educated man, I don't mean university degree. That is rubbish. I mean I am grounded in the things that makes me who I am. I will not come from any other place apart from this land. And I know a lot. 10 times I will come from this place. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Do we have callers on the line? We must, from where, please? Phone or Skype? On Skype, yes. The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They cannot hear. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, Director?
I'm talking to you, please. You are on the phone, and this is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me?
Dear Lord, I am talking to you, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you speak? If I can hear your voice, it means the whole world is hearing your voice.
Okay, thank you, Director, for taking my call. My name is Chukwu Omenka from Ezea Lakohu, Nguru, in Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you
for what you are doing for us, Director, and all those that are with you, our sister Tere Chukwu and Ibog, Karo Monde, Mr. Ngongo, Mazes. That is the name he said we should give to him, and that is what we know him as. Osito keke uche mafo chi kabosa ebe and all of you doing this marvelous work for us. So, Director, I'm calling this evening to give a report that has been worrying me and those of us here in Munich, in Germany. So, we are talking about liberation of our state, Biafra, and restoring it. You people are down there doing a lot of job, risking your lives, and offering whatever to make this to be successful. And what are we doing here in Germany? We are listening to the radio you've set up, a very marvelous venture. But you know what is happening here? Our coordinator, unit coordinator, is working day and night to see that everything works. But our people are not turning up. But they are listening to this radio every evening. So if it is a report, I'm making it this night to you, to call on Biafrans in Munich to turn out in masses. We are going to print our t-shirts for this demonstration. Do you know that we don't have the money? Our unit coordinator is bringing money from his pocket to complete whatever money donated for this venture. And still, we have people here that go to restaurants to spend 200 to 500 euros every day. So this is unfair. Tell them they should turn up. A meeting where we have over 2,000 Biafrans in Munich, only 10, highest 15 will turn up. They are not active. This is what I want to contribute tonight. Secondly, the man that told Dr. Ikebi Uzokwe, a minor, to contact him. I am giving a sound of warning, Director. Be very, very careful. The man could be good, but be very, very wise like a serpent. I know miners in Nigeria and back here in Germany because I've dealt with precious stones for the past 30 years. The Hausas mine gemstones, gold, everything, carry it raw to Europe, and the Europeans will tell them, don't you have sense? Don't you think? Go and polish it, bring it, it will make money. And these people will keep doing the same thing to tomorrow. So when I came into this business, because I had a shop that time, so I go to buy. I don't go to sell raw stones to them. And then they are telling me, are you sure you are a Nigerian? I say, I am an Igbo. And that is where my respect started with the dealers of gemstones in Germany. And they were telling me all the time what miners in Nigeria do with Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba people. So be careful, try to explore who that man is before you go into him. He may be good. So that is my contribution tonight. Thank you once more for the good work you are doing to bring all of us together and push on to get our Biafra back. Let God bless you, guide you, and bless all people of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Your advice is taken. We proceed with caution in all that we do. Everything, not everything. 60% of the materials we are going to use, we manufacture them here by ourselves. So they can blockade from now till the kingdom come. It won't affect us. Most of the materials we need, we manufacture ourselves. All those engineers and scientists, now is the time to go. Not now anyway, we'll assemble them when the time comes. Because Biafra is going to come. I said we'll destroy this place, and we will. Just watch and see. Unless they give us Biafra, if they are sensible. When we rise up to march, we will be unstoppable. And we shall show them. This is Radio Biafra. Our memorial is gathering momentum. This is a piece of monument, and I pray it is. I know it is. But there's a bit of trepidation, you know, such a thing. How will it be? But I know that we have taste. It is beautiful. We are walking round the, not round the clock, because there are no workers there now. They will start again tomorrow morning. But we are doing everything humanly possible to finish this very edifice. People sometimes say, after one project, we go into another. We said yes. We will continue going into projects until Biafra comes. That's why you fought a war for 3 years and ran away. Even by the time you finished the war, Awolowo took all your money. You couldn't get it back. Awolowo lived and died. Nobody did anything. Gowon is still alive. Why is Gowon alive? It's because of the corrupt Igbo leaders. Corrupt Igbo leaders. People don't know that Gowon came here and took chieftaincy title. Somebody killed 3.5 million of you, and you gave him chieftaincy title. Omeribomma won of Okozu. Go on. It's like somebody giving Hitler the bringer of life, one of Jerusalem, of Tel Aviv. We are here to expose all the evils that the world may know. The caller on Skype, you have been waiting. This is Radio Biafra. You will tell us your name and where you are, please.
Namdika, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Good evening, my dear brother. God bless you.
And you too.
I'm greeting you in the name of Jesus. Barisimamme Zushema Fall or Karamonde Kishkenyago or Zemena both that is a better in the morgue. We thank every one of you. May Chukwagama continue to bless and guide every one of you.
You say?
My name is Chuku Mweze Obi. I'm living in Cologne, Germany. I come from Obolinghe Jofor, Imo State, Biafra land. I'm using this opportunity to invite all our Biafran brothers, especially in Kolon, about our meeting that is coming next tomorrow, Saturday. We are normally putting it in a way we used to do it before. Now we are putting it now where we are having our Igbo meetings. So it's a very popular place. And the address is Kölner Strasse 77-79. First license is 50823, Cologne. Everybody knows the place. So my dear brothers and sisters, please, we expect every one of you to be there so that we have a lot of things to talk about our demonstrations and how we're going to move forward. I pray and I believe that most of you that are real true Biafrans will be there so that we will do things the way we're supposed to be. and most of you great Biafrans that have shared the Radio Biafra papers last time addresses when we had our children baptism celebration. Most of you must have hearing me now. I believe you people have been hearing the Radio Biafra and you see the truth inside it. So now, no more dodging or no more stepping aside. Please, we expect every one of you to come that day, because as you come on our walk for, we want to move ahead and we want to this celebration. We want Germany to be ahead of everything. We want to shake the world about the genocide that happened to us. My dear brother, my Ebo coordinator, thank you. God bless you and bless all Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you too, my dear brother. The previous caller before this is a very good thing. Germany is very strong. They should be strong. Germany and USA are the two places that will fund this very movement the most. I don't know if I said it starting from August, the United States of America will fund this very project to the tune of $4,500 every blessed month. Germany will also do the same by August of this year. We are giving them ample warning that by August of this year, Germany will fund this very struggle to the tune of 4,000 euros every blessed month without fail. We need weapons, we need arms, we need to feed our men on the ground. We cannot call them to camp because right now we have other projects, we can't feed them. They need guns and they need bullets. We must feed them. To assemble our scientists, we need to feed them. We need to get them a place to be in and to build all the ordinances we need for the struggle ahead. Germany has to be very strong. Very, very strong. I am disappointed in Munich. The problem with our people in Germany is that you don't go out to evangelize. Go out and preach the gospel. Print leaflets and flyers. Give it to people to listen to Radio Biafra. All of you there cannot be fathered by Hausa Fulani men. There are those with Biafran blood flowing inside them. There are those who are the direct descendants of Chukwu Abiama. They are in Germany, and it is them we are looking for. Not anybody answering Obin Nemeka. No, your name does not make you Biafran. It is the content of your character that makes you Biafran. Don't look for idiots. Go and find Biafrans. They are there. Look for them. They may be working for 25 hours in 24-hour day. We know that. They work a lot in Germany. It's a hard-working society. We know that. But there are Biafrans in Munich. It is the duty of the leadership in Munich to go and find those people. Even if you are 20 alone in Munich, that is fine. That is fine. 20 of you in Munich, every blessed month you contribute 10 euros. Will that kill you? No, it won't. Germany has the potential to raise this very struggle to a new level. Only Germany can fund this movement if they get their house in order. But it's going to happen very, very soon. There'll be a massive, massive restructuring of things in Germany, massive overhaul, and all across the spectrum of this very movement. Movement not in terms of name, but movement in terms of the project. We have lost our signal. As soon as our signal gets back, we are going to be able to close this program, bring it to an end. Sometimes when our signal is no longer going, it is because things are wrong. Things are very, very wrong, and we cannot allow it to continue. We are going to close our program this very day by reading out some of the names of those that we're going to remember. I said I want to remember these people personally, and collectively we are going to remember them. These people, the way we know it, we have somebody on the phone, is that correct? My goodness me. We have a caller on the phone. Before I close the program, please don't be offended. Your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe. I am calling from Oguta in Oguta, local government of Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you, Ebele Chukwu and Wago. Thank you very much. Well, I wanted to say something about what the man from Munich in Germany said regarding the miner. The man doesn't mine in Nigeria in the first place. He told me he does most of his work in Africa, and that he's a miner, and that I should make sure I get in touch with him. He is going to help us. That is just his language. Do not fail to get in touch with me. I am going to help you people. So sounding a note of warning or caution or something like that does not make sense as far as I'm concerned. I'm with some dear friends here that I'm listening to the radio with. I'm trying to make Uguta come up. And some of them would like to say hello to all of you there in the studio.
Thank you very much. Let them go ahead, please. They can go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank hello. You, Dr. Ozokwe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Ikemina speaking as well from Uguta, in Uguta local government of the Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the good work. Hello.
Thank you very much. We are listening. The world is listening. Go ahead, please. We are listening to you.
Yes, thank you for the good work, and may God help you to do this work with wisdom.
You see?
Caution. And be wise. So that God, the Chukwu Abioma, will help us to achieve this very, very fight.
You see?
Thank you very much. And we are solidly behind you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you God very bless. Much. And God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. The next person, please. Is the next person there?
Yeah, Gladys Odile. From Uguta. I'm with Dr. Uzokwe.
Yes. Thank you very much.
My woman that is village in Biafra Band.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are listening to Radio Nigeria Biafra.
Yes.
We are happy, and our children is there listening to your announcement. We are happy, and we are praying for you.
Thank you.
God will guide you and protect you there with his strength and might.
Yes,
let God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Chukwu Abioma,
Yes, Chukwu Abioma, important.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Sonia from Uguta. Imo State of Biafra land. We are here listening to what you guys are doing. May God bless you.
Thank you. And you too. May God bless you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go on. God will help you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hold on. Hello.
Yes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Odile Chima from Umo State, Uguta.
Yes.
Biafra. I'm calling from Biafra. I'm very proud of my home, my country, Biafra.
Yes.
I'm very proud of you people. We are with you people. God will bless every one of you.
Thank you.
And you guide and protect you. We are proud of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
We are very proud. We are happy. We need Biafra to be free.
He said, we need our country to be free. Of course we do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. I'm a student, and we need it so that we educate, have a good education, be free in our land as a citizen, Biafra citizen.
Yes.
So we are proud of you people. God will guide and protect you. Everywhere you are going,
yes,
everything you are doing,
yes, He said, Magawa, Dewa. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.
Katifo.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Director, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you very, very much. That was Dr. Uzokwe mobilizing Ugutas. Only him can do this. Dr. Ugedo Uzokwe. He's a one-man riot squad. He can get things done. These are the people that we are going to remember come the 30th of May. These are the names. These are the memories. Once upon a time, they were human beings. The day that they were born, there were high hopes. The village was celebrating. It was dancing. They did everything humanly possible to make it in life. But Lugard's creation decided to kill off everything in it. These are the people in whose honor the memorial is being built. And we are grateful to BiafraMemorial.com for this. I must acknowledge them because they've been doing some work on this. They reminded me in an article that an online news publication made about what we are doing. They said that as you remember them, that they have been doing this for some years now, and I acknowledge them. If you do work for your country, for Biafra, I acknowledge you. So we acknowledge BiafraMemorial.com for the work that they have been doing, and we have taken these names from the ones that they have compiled. Geoffrey Dike is from Ifakala. Christian Obi, these are Biafran soldiers that fought and died for their country. These are the people we are going to honor come the 30th of May. Because of them, we are building the memorial. A very, very befitting edifice and structure to their memory that will last forever and ever. Isaac Ugu Ifakala, Harry Ajunwa Onyabo, Ahabimenyi, Chibundo Egundo, Ahabimenyi, Obiuku Okando, Ahabimenyi, Emeka Aluge Okigwe, Erere Okuku, Ikwere, Chika Ikwere, you know, Ikwere, died fighting for the country. Chika Nweke Oka, Donald Ajoku Owere, Gabo Kechuku Oka, or is it Aqua? Is there a place called Aqua? No, not Oka. AKWA. Has anyone heard of a place called Aqua? No, it's Oka. Donald Ajoki Zowere Gabo Ketu is Oka. Emma Orobu Oka. Emmanuel Nzekwe Oka. Omukipe Gambe Osusu Ngwe. Samuel Azuwike Ata Ikeduru. Ephraim Odeme Ata Ikeduru. John Egenti, Ata Ikeduru, Jonathan Okeke, Azubugu Njekwe, Felix Njekwe, Okechukwu Okomuo Onesha, Achona Mbibi Ikuano, Ugochukwu Ude Ikuano, Onuebu Uche Ikuano, Fidelis Ibe Amakohia, Vincent Akandu Oku Amakohia, Everest Ibe Amakohia, Gode Onwemenyi Enyogugu, Anthony Nwori Enyogugu, Emeka Edonobi Enyogugu, Emmanuel Enwehike Enyogugu. These are some of the names and the people we are going to honor their memory. We remember them. They thought that we cannot remember them again. They are dead, but we remember them. This day, wherever they are, they will be glad that we have mentioned their names and we remember them. All of them, we shall honor them. 3.5 million and counting, including MASOP members that died. Even MASOP members that died fighting for the freedom of their country, we honor them. Not those doing kidnapping and thuggery at Onitsha, no. Those that died for their country, we must honor them as well. This monument also is for them because they fell fighting for their country and the best we can do is to honor them. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you for having listened today. We thank you for being part of this phenomenal family, this very family called Indigenous People of Biafra, all over the world, answering to Biafrans in whatever country they find themselves in. We must honor our dead come the 30th of May. All the men that fought for us, those that charged enemy lands without bullets, those that sacrificed their lives that we may live. We remember all of you, and we honor you. We honor each and every one of you. Your memory will come with us into battle. That thing that you started, this very generation is about to finish it. As Ojukwu said, Biafra can never be defeated. And he was right. We have risen. The grass is even coming with us. This Biafra we talk about all the time, it's not just a country that existed, a country that is still existing. It is our religion. It's a way we worship God in heaven. Biafra is the only way you can worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty, because Biafra is truth and honesty. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, and nurture, keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening, and good night from your capital, Enugu City, here in Biafra.
Triumphant from all our foes.